This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem to the Kol Agar, the Pirkei Avot on the afternoon shir. We have an amazing topic today about Akedas Yitzchak. I believe this is a novel approach toward the Akedah. It's a matana min ha-shamayim as an approach, and along the way, various other matanas min ha-shamayim. I think it's very original, and Bezus Hashem, I think it will open up for us new vistas in understanding the Akedah. I just want to take a moment. We put on the chat, if anybody wants to sign up to the new group we're producing every week, something called Torah Illuminated, which is a brief message with Maramakoimos in the background. It's sort of bringing the Maramakoim to life with various modalities. So you could sign up to that. You could see the link is on the chat, or you could go to our site, RabbiDG.com, where you could see we already have for Bereishis, Noach, Lech Lecha, and Vayera, as well as a documentary about the Kloisenberger Rebbe after in the Holocaust. A very interesting material with the Mamish Mar Mekoymois and source material brought to life. Okay, so the Akedah begins. Vayehi. Vayehi. Achar hadvarim ha'ele v'ho Elohim nisa'as Avraham. And God tested Abraham. And the obvious question is, really? God tested Abraham? At the very least, it's a test also for Yitzchak, if not primarily for Yitzchak. After all, Avraham, after shechting Yitzchak, gets to go home and have the Shabbos Suda. But Yitzchak's the one that shechted. So the test is for Avraham or the test is for Yitzchak? It should say, well, Kim Nisa, es Yitzchak, or es Avraham v'es Yitzchak. But why Dafka Avraham and not Yitzchak? This question is asked by the Rishonim we have here in the Balei HaToisus, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, V'ho Elohim Nisa Es Avraham Ve'es Yitzchak Hayaloi Loimar. Ki Gam Yitzchak Nisnase. Yitzchak was also tested because he was 36 years old, and he could have, I guess it should say he was 37 years old, but he could have protested. So it should say V'ho Elohim Nisa Es Yitzchak. Question number one. Question number two. Vayomer kachna es binchas yichidecha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. We have a very lengthy intro to who is supposed to be taken at the Akedah. Your son, your only son, the son that you love. Who? Yitzchak. So it should just say, kachna es Yitzchak. Take Yitzchak. Why the lengthy introduction? It's like the guy who gets up to speak at the Sheva Brachas. I'm not really a speaker. Pal, if you're not a speaker, please sit down immediately and do not subject the whole Tzibur to what you're about to say. And I'm not really prepared, pal. You're not a speaker and you're not prepared? It's Mamish and Avla. Why didn't you prepare? You should have prepared. I was going to speak about, pal. It's bad enough we have to hear what you're going to speak about. We don't want to hear what you were going to speak about. You know, so we don't need the whole introduction and the whole hakdama. Just cut to the chase. Say what you're going to say. So, lahavdil elef alfei avdalos. Es bincha. Es yechidcha. Asher, just say, es Yitzchak. What is that moisif? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that because it was such a traumatic request, therefore, we don't want somebody to think that that Avraham Avinu was sort of shocked into acceding to the request. So Hashem brought it on slow so that people will understand that this was a rational, thought-out decision on the part of Avraham Avinu. But still, why bring it on this way? Kachnas bincha, es yechidcha, ahasher. Hashem could have said, Avraham, I have something to tell you. Sit down, have a cup of cold water, take a deep breath. Why? Davka es bincha, yechidcha, asher ahavta. There are many ways to bring something on slow. Why davka this way? That's question number two. Question number three. Yeah, Avraham Avinu takes with him Eshnei Na'arav. Vayashkim Avraham Baboiker, Vayachavoshes Chamoroi, Vayikach Eshneine Arav Yitoi. He took his two lads. Two lads? Who are his two lads? Rashi says Yishmael and Eliezer, because the chash of a person is not permitted to go out on the road without two men with him. Because if one of them needs to use to tend to his needs and has to go off in the distance, the other one will be with him. Now it's very interesting. Who are these two lads? Yishmael and Eliezer. Yishmael? How in the world did Yishmael get to the Akedah? Yishmael was at the Akedah? Yishmael had been banished years earlier. After the Mila of Yishmael, Yishmael is 14 years older than Yitzchak. So when Yitzchak was born, Yishmael was 14. And if now at the Akedah, Yitzchak is 37, Yishmael is 14 years older than that. Right? Yishmael was born when Avraham was 86. Yitzchak was born when Avraham was 100. And Sarah didn't like Yishmael's behavior. She saw he was mitzachek. So she says to Avraham, chase the kid out of the house. He's not going to inherit with my son Yitzchak. So he chased him out of the house. Vayesh min Paran. He goes to the desert of Paran. Vatikach lo ima isha me'aretz Mitzrayim. And his mother takes for him a wife from the land of Egypt. So he's already been kicked out of the house. So what in the world was he doing at the Akedah? He was already thrown out decades earlier. He had not returned even once. Avraham Avinu never saw him. So what's going on? How did he make it to the Akedah? Sarah threw him out of the house. You know who asked this question? The Balei HaToisus asked this question. Hayu Eliezer Yishmael v'Yishmael Heichan Balasham. How did Yishmael get there? Where did he come from? Says Toisus, well, it was visiting day. He happened to be visiting the night before. El Shabbat L'Rosh Hashanah. And that night that he came to visit, God said, Kachna es bincha, es yechidcha, asher ahavta. So Avram didn't know which one. He says, you know, probably it's Yishmael. God didn't tell me to take my kid for the last 23 years. And Davka, the night that my other son came home, God says, Kachna es bincha, es yechidcha, asher ahavta. It must be Yishmael. Now we understand why Avram thought it was Yishmael. Because the night before, Yishmael made a guest appearance after decades of not being, he was lost. They were searching for him. So when Hashem says, Kachnas bincha es yichidcha asher ahavta, Avram thought it was Yishmael. That's why he took him. That's why Avram took Yishmael to the Akedah. Because Avram didn't know who it was. And Hashem said, no, Yitzchak. So Yishmael says, great. My father will kill Yitzchak, and I will inherit my father. And Eliezer said, no. I'm his servant. I'll inherit your father. So you got to wonder, Yishmael was thrown out of the house. Why did Hashgacha have it that he should return the night before the Akedah and be present at the Akedah? Isn't that worthy of our attention? Yishmael was thrown out of the house. He was kicked out. Sarah said, listen, Avram, you got to listen to me. I always know better. Yeah, you listen to me. And Avraham was not happy with what Sarah said. And Hashem said, Kasher toimer le Sarah shma b'koila. Listen to your wife. But why would Hashgacha have it that the night before the Akedah, Yishmael should return and Avraham should maybe think that he's the one who needs to go to the Akedah? And no, it turns out it's Yitzchak. Furthermore, Vayomer Avraham el Na'arav. Avraham said to his servants, Shavulochem payim achamar. Stay with the donkey. And the Gemara in Kedushin darshins from here that Yishmael, who is a son of a Jewish father and a Gentile mother, is not miyuchas after Avraham, but instead has the halachic status of a chamar. So from here, Chazal darshan am hadoyme lechamar, a nation that is similar to a chamar. Why are we, of all places, choosing the Akedah to establish the halacha that if the mother is a shivcha, the child is a donkey? This is a very nice halacha. This is an important fundamental halacha that if the mother is a shivcha, the kid has a halachic status of a chamar. But why davka at this juncture to teach the halacha that Yishmael has a status of chamar? Let's study the blessing that the Malach gives Avraham in the aftermath of the Akedah. Ki varecha varechicha v'harba arba zaracha kichoy chivei hashamayim v'chacho el asher al sefas hayam v'yirash zaracha eis sha'ar oyevav. I will surely bless you, and I will increase your children. And your children will inherit the gateway of your enemy. So Avraham was blessed at the Akedah that he will inherit the gateway of his enemy. Who is the enemy of Avraham Avinu? When Avraham was blessed in the aftermath of the Akedah that he will ascend, he will overcome Sha'ar Oyevav, who was the Oyev that he was referring to? So, in Parshas Nitzavim, we have two enemies that are described in the Chumash, where the Pasuk says, V'nasan Hashem lekecha eis kol ha'aloi so'ele al oyevecha v'yal soyne'echa asher redafucha. And the Lord will place all of these curses upon you, on your oyev and on your soyne'. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, throughout history, we've had two nations that are vying for these terms, Oyev and Soine. Oyevecha refers to Yishmael. Soineecha refers to Esav. Like we know, Halacha biyadua, she Esav Soine liYaakov. Esav hates Yaakov. But Oyev is Yishmael. And an Oyev, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, is worse than a Soine. Because a Soine, he hates you, but he may have compassion on you. But an Oyev has eternal enmity to you. He will never give you mercy. Because Oyev is Milashain Avoy. Avoy. Oyev is Milashain Avoy. So let's think about that. Then it comes out that in the aftermath of the Akedah, the bracha given to Avraham is that he will overcome the gateway of his enemy, meaning Yishmael. That through the Akedah, the descendants of Avraham will overcome the Yishmaelim. Why? What is it about the Akedah that allows the Zera Avram to overcome Yishmael? So Marv Raboisai, fasten your seatbelts. We're going to now learn an approach to the Akedah. I think this is very original, and I think it is emes la'amitai. Let's begin with the question. Why does it say Hashem tested Avraham and it doesn't say Hashem tested Yitzchak? Well, let's begin with the following question. The Akedah says, Vayehi achar hadorim ha'ila. After these matters. After what matters? Why does the Akedah begin after these matters? So Rashi brings two interpretations. The first interpretation is, our sages say, after the words of the Satan. The Satan was Makatreg. He said, Abraham made a huge party when he gave Milah to himself and to Yishmael, and he didn't bring any karbonos to you, God. Says the Ribbono Shel, is there anything that is more beloved to Avram than his son? But if I would tell him to slaughter him, he would not prevent, he would not withhold. So therefore, we could say it specifically says God tested Avraham because at that juncture, Avraham needed to be tested because of the kitrug of the Satan. Furthermore, Rashi says that the Akedah is in the aftermath of the argument of Yishmael. Yishmael boasted to Yitzchak. He would say, "Hey Yitzchak, you think you're a hot shot? You think you're really the true scion of Avraham? I had Bris Mila at 13, but you had Bris Mila when you were a kid. You never chose to do Bris Mila. You just had a Bris Mila. It was against your will. Yitzchak said, you think you're going to frighten me with one Aver? If the Almighty would tell me to shecht myself, I would not withhold. You only gave up one Aver, I would give up my whole body. So now we understand why it says, Velikim Nisas Avraham. It can't say Velikim Nisas Yitzchak. It's not a test for Yitzchak. Yitzchak just made a neder. He told Yishmael, if the Almighty would tell me to shecht myself, I would not be ma'akev, I would do it. Okay, so then Yitzchak just committed himself to do the akedah. So you can't say God tested Yitzchak. Yitzchak just made a neder, he would do it. But Avram never made any promises. So the test is to Avram. Avram never committed to do it, but you wouldn't say it's a test for Yitzchak. Yitzchak said to Yishmael, if the Almighty would tell me to shecht myself, I would do it. Okay, Yitzchak, so you're committed. Someone makes a neder to do something and then Hashem asks him to do it, you can't call that a test. The person committed to it. So here's the idea that I want to develop. There's a contest taking place over here as to who is the real continuity of Abraham. Who will continue the legacy of Abraham? Who is really dedicated to the Almighty the way Abraham was? Who has rights to the Holy Land the way it was promised to Abraham? There's a contest between Yishmael and Esav, Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael says, I did the Bris Mila at 13 years old. That gives me rights to Eretz Yisrael. That gives me rights to the continuity of being the Zera Avram. And the purpose of the Akedah is to demonstrate who truly has sacrificed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and who is entitled to Eretz Yisrael. Yishmael says, it's me. I had the Mila at age 13. So I want to bring to you the question of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov asks, I understand the Akedah is in the aftermath of the Sudas Bris that Avraham made, that the Satan said, well, Avraham didn't bring any karbanos to you, God, or the conversation Yishmael had with Yitzchak, that Yishmael said, I had Mila at 13, you had Mila at eight days. But, you know, that ends at Shishi. And there's an entire Aliyah from Shishi to Shavi discussing a new episode that really interposes between that conversation of Yitzchak and Yishmael and the Akedah, and that is the peace treaty of Avimelech, the Melech Plishtim, and Fichol Sar Tzivoi. Don't you know that from Shishi till Shvi, before the Akedah, you have this guy Avimelech, you have his general Fichol, and they say, oh, Elohim imecha b'cha asher ateh, God is with you, let's make a peace treaty, my descendants won't harm your descendants won't harm our descendants. And then achar hadvar ma'ela, then after these matters. So how could Rashi say that achar hadvar ma'ela is after the conversation or after the meal of the Mila, but the Akedah is not recorded after that. There's an entire episode in between. So by the way, the Rashbam says, one of the most frightening things I've ever heard and come across in my life, that actually the Akedah is in the direct aftermath of the peace treaty of Avimelech and Fichol with Avraham. That God says to Avraham, you're making peace with Gentiles in Eretz Yisrael? What, a two-state solution? I gave you Israel to make a two-state solution. I gave you the land and you're going to bring in another nationality and have a two-state solution? I didn't give you Israel to give it away. Go take your son and kill him. You have no right to give away Eretz Yisrael. That's Achar Hadvar Ma'ela. God said, I give you Israel and now you want to bring in Palestinians and have a peace treaty with them? Go take your beloved son that was born to you at age 100 and bring him up as a carbon. Nisa, the Rashbam says, is a lashon of chepa. God was annoying Avraham. God was bothering Avraham. God was chepping Avraham. Why? Punishment. You have no right to make peace in the holy land. I didn't give you the land to make negotiations. You don't negotiate with terrorists. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says that Achar Hadvar Ma'ela is going on. Rashi says that Achar Hadvar Ma'ela is going on the episode of the Bris Mila and the conversation between Yitzchak and Yishmael. So why this episode of Avimelech and Fichal interposing between the conversation of Yishmael and Yitzchak and the Akedah? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very powerful idea. And the idea is that the Zohar says that in the merit of the Bris Mila of Yishmael, Yishmael will have certain degree of control over the Holy Land until Mashiach comes. So Yishmael's Bris Mila is a very powerful zchus that the Yishmaelim have. And therefore, since the purpose of the Akedah, since the purpose of the Akedah is to award Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, but you might be worried, you might be concerned, what do you mean award us Eretz Yisrael? But Yishmael is also going to have it because he has Bris Mila. Says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, well, don't get so caught up with Bris Mila. Bris Mila is not really the main zechus needed to have Eretz Yisrael. Viharaya, Avimelech and Fichal, the Plishtim also have some parts of Eretz Yisrael. And the Plishtim are notorious for being Arelim. The Plishtim throughout Tanakh are always called uncircumcised, and yet they have control over a strip in Eretz Yisrael. So what do we see from there? That Mila is not the Iker claim on Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so Baruch Hashem, we don't have to be so worried about the Yishmaelim, who they have the great zchus of Mila, because Mila is not the main claim on the land. The proof is, the Plishtim also have a chelek on the coast, and they have no Bris Mila, so don't worry so much about Yishmael. Point being, Rabbi Isai, the purpose of the Akedah is to show once and for all who is the Ben of Avraham. Who is the Yechidcha of Avraham? Who is the Ahavta of Avraham? That Yishmael has no connection to the Temple Mount. Yishmael has no connection to the Holy Land. His connection to the Holy Land is like a chamar. Just like a chamar could walk through Eretz Yisrael, that's the connection of Yishmael to Eretz Yisrael. So Hashgacha has it that even though Yishmael had not been home for many, many decades, Hashem made sure that the night before the Akedah, Yishmael comes back to the house. And Avraham takes Yishmael and Yitzchak to the Temple Mount. And Yishmael will be rejected forever. Because when the Medrash tells us that when they got to the mountain, right, Hashem said, V'lech lecha el eretz hamoriyah. And what mountain should Avraham go up? Alachar Horim, one of the mountains. So Avraham didn't know what mountain to go on. God just said, one of the mountains. So when they got to a mountain, he says to Yitzchak, my son, Roya at Mashanira, do you see what I see? Do you see Vayaras Hamakoy Merachik? Do you see the divine cloud? Amar Loi Hain. He said yes. Amar Lishnei Narv, he turns to Yishmael, he says, Roya Mata Mashanira, do you see what I see? Amar Loi Lav, huh? See what? See not? Oh, we see nothing. So Avram said, Azoi, so my donkey doesn't see the Shekhinah, and you, Yishmael, don't see the Shekhinah, So you and my donkey are equal. You perceive spirituality on the same level as my donkey. What the Ribbono Shel Olam is showing Avraham is like this. You know, you might ask, well, didn't Avraham already throw Yishmael out? Huh. But Avraham did not do it out of his own volition. You know why Avraham threw Yishmael out? Because his wife told him to. Your wife told you to throw a lot of things out that you'd prefer to keep. But sometimes to keep the peace, you know, you listen to the wife. Hashem wanted Avraham to see for himself that don't just reject Yishmael because the woman told you and I told you to listen to her. You're going to reject Yishmael because you're going to see for yourself what Yishmael's connection to Ruchnius is. You're going to take Yitzchak and Yishmael up to the mountain. You're going to say, Yitzchak, you see the Shechina? He's going to say, of course, Daddy. And then you're going to say, Yishmael, you see the Shechina? He's going to say, I see nothing. And you're going to paskin that Yishmael has the halachic status of a donkey. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam needed Yishmael to be there. If he wasn't there, then he just wasn't there that day. But maybe if he was there, he would have seen the Shechina. Or he would have been eligible to be on the Akedah. He needs to be there and be rejected. That's why the Shechina orchestrated. That even though he hadn't been around in decades, he's going to be there that day. And listen to what Hashem tells Avraham. Avraham, take your son. Avraham says, I have two sons. Take your only son. They're both only sons. The one that you love. Hashem says, and I'm telling you, take Yitzchak, because Yitzchak is your only son. He's your ben, he's your yechidcha, he's the one you love, and I don't want to hear from you another time that you have two sons, two only sons, two sons you love. From now on, Yitzchak is bincha, Yitzchak is yechidcha, Yitzchak is asher ahavta, and Yishmael is a chamar. And it's irrelevant that he has bris mila because Fichol Sar Tzivai also is an Arel and he gets to be in the land of Israel. And Marvar Abayisai, now we understand why in the aftermath of the Akedah, after Yishmael was rejected and he was deemed a chamar, the blessing to Avraham is V'yira Zaracha Ishar Oyeva. From now on you will transcend over Yishmael. Marv Rabbeisai, isn't it of note that the Christian world believes in the Old Testament and they do not tamper with the Old Testament and they do not tamper with any of the stories of the Old Testament and they do not tamper with the story of the Akedah. But our cousins, the Yishmaelim, they change the narrative of the Akedah and they make it that who was the one who Avraham brought up to the Akedah? They make it that Yishmael was taking the Akedah. Hey, isn't that interesting that they have the need to tamper with the story of the Akedah? Of course they tamper with the story. Because the purpose of the Akedah was to demonstrate the eternal rejection of Yishmael, that Yitzchak is bincha, ahavta, yechidcha, and Yishmael is am hadoim el chamar. So of course they have to change the narrative. Because the purpose of the Akedah is V'yira Zaracha Yishar Oyevav. Now, watch how the Almighty orchestrates events. You know, in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says that Avram lived with Hagar and she conceived. And when she saw she conceived, so she looked down on Sarah. And Rashi says, "Vatekal gavirta beinah." She said, "This Sarah, her personal activity, her personal behavior, is not like the way she acts outwardly. She shows herself as if she's a tzadekes, but she's not a tzadekes, because she's married to Avraham all the years, and she never conceived, and I." Who lived with Avraham and I conceived me be a Rishina. Which, by the way, this is the ultimate Maaseh Avos Siman L'Banim. Isn't that what our cousins always say? Yeah, we're the real righteous ones. We deserve Eretz Yisrael. We're the tzaddikim. And the Jews, you know, ain't Sisra Kegluya. So what was Sarah's reaction to that? Sarah's reaction is, Avram, why'd you let her treat me this way? Why'd you let her look down on me? I'm angry at you, Avram. So Avram says to Sarai, take her, do whatever you want with her. Vate'aneho Sarai! Sarai afflicted her. She tormented her. And Hagar ran away. And the angel said, don't worry, you're going to have a kid, and he's going to be the biggest menace to society in the history of mankind. He's going to be in a thorn in everyone's side. Says the Holy Ramban, why are the Jewish people punished throughout history with the terrible aggressor Yishmael? Because Sarah sinned! She afflicted, she tormented Hagar! She insulted her! She hurt her feelings! And Avraham let her do that! Avram should have stopped her. Avram shouldn't have let Sarah abuse Hagar. She afflicted, insulted Hagar. So because she insulted Hagar, for all eternity, we are afflicted and tormented by our cousins Ishmael. How is that for a Ramban? Why do we suffer? Nebuch. How much suffering have the Jewish people been afflicted with just in the last 70 years from Yishmael? Why? The sin of Sarah. Sarah abused Hagar. But not all the Rishonim agree with that assessment. The Riva and the Abarbanel say that Sarah was correct in abusing Hagar. Because even though you're not allowed to hurt someone's feelings, these smug paskins, that, and I'm not saying this is halach lamaisa, that it's only, one cannot commit revenge if somebody afflicts you monetarily. So then you can't take revenge. I mean, you're allowed to try to get your money back. But if somebody hurts you and insults you, you're allowed to insult them back. That's the psak of the smag. And based on the Abarbanel agrees with that, that Sarah acted correctly, that if somebody is acting arrogantly and out of place, you need to put them in their place and take them to the other extreme and put them down so that they eventually they'll go to the middle ground. In fact, the Chida, Hagoyin, Reb Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the Chida brings from one of the Rishonim, he brings from Rabbi Yaakov Sakili, a student of the Rajba, that actually Hagar was wrong in looking down on Sarah, in afflicting Sarah. Sarah was correct in afflicting her back. And the Rabbi Yaakov Sakili brings a story that had not been revealed until much later in the times of the Arizal and the Chida, that Yishai, the father of David, was one of the four people who never sinned, and he had mixed feelings and about his children. He was concerned that perhaps Doeg was right, and that he had no, that his grandmother had no right to marry Rus, and that his children were pusel, and his advice was, his idea was, he was going to live with his shivcha, his maidservant, and therefore the children would be avadim, and he would free them, and this would be machshir, this would kasher, sanitize his children. And the plan was, he told his wife, Nitzavas Bas Adoel, it's been nice knowing you, adios, have a good day. And he made up to have relations with the Shivcha. The Shivcha was loyal to her mistress, and she told the mistress about the plan, and Yishai's wife dressed up like the Shivcha and took her place and had relations with her husband. The husband thought it was the Shivcha. few weeks later, months later, the wife of Yishai is pregnant. Said, how are you pregnant? From whom? I didn't live with you. She didn't say a word. When David was born, they paskened he was a mamzer. Says Rabbi Yaakov Sakila, they thought his whole David was considered a mamzer his whole life until that fateful day that Shmuel came to proclaim him the king of Israel. And Yishai said, how could he be the king? He's a mamzer. And Shmuel said, let me tell you what happened on that fateful night. It wasn't your maidservant, it was your wife. Can you imagine such a story? Yishai did not know that David was a kosher Jew. When David was born, they threw him out the window to the dogs and they paskened he was a mamzer. Comes the Rama Mipano. That the kavana of Yishai was to kasher his children. Come the student of the Ari, that the maidservant of Yishai was a Gilgal reincarnate of Hagar, and she came back to this world to rectify that Hagar mistreated Sarah. Hagar looked down on Sarah. So now, to rectify that, Hagar comes back to the world in the guise of the maidservant of Yishai, and she humbles herself before her mistress in order to rectify the sin that Hagar looked down on Sarah. You ever hear such a thing? What an incredible report. So, Vashem Heir Einai. Now let's take this one step further. Hagar is rectifying herself. She was disloyal and abused Sarah. She mistreated Sarah, so she comes back and she's faithful and loyal to her mistress. But I think there's something more important for Hagar to correct, more than just mistreating Sarah, looking down on Sarah. How would Hagar ever rectify the fact that she brought to this world the Pere Adam Yishmael? Very nice. Hagar's rectifying the fact that Vata'aneho Sarai. That Vatekal Gevirta Be'ineha. But how would she ever rectify bringing the Pere Adam into this world? And the answer is really astounding. The Vilna Gaon, in his commentary to Safra Tzniusa, reveals to us that Esav and Yishmael are called the Shar and the Chamar. Esav is the Shar, Yishmael is the Chamar. Yishmael Shvulachem Payim HaChamar. If they would ever gather together, if they would ever join in union, if Esav and Yishmael would ever gather together, if they would ever unify, they would destroy the world. We've mentioned in the past that the reason why the union of Achashverosh and Haman was so dangerous is because Achashverosh may be Yishmael from Persia and Haman from Esav. I told you that when my grandfather was in Auschwitz, he saw Eichmann and the Mufti from Jerusalem holding, embracing each other arm in arm when they would march these Jews in front of them and they would beat the Jew. And my grandfather wrote, the union of Eichmann and the Mufti is the fulfillment of this Vilna Gaon. Of look, you want to know what happens when Esav and Yishmael come together? Auschwitz. They'll destroy the world. But says the Gra, we have two Mashiachs. We have Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is Shar. He will take us out of Galus Edom. David HaMelech is Ani V'Roichiv Al-Chamar. He will take us out of Galus Yishmael, the Shavulach and Payim HaChamar. So we could say with great trepidation, Hagar has a lot of rectification to do. She brought the Chamar into the world, Yishmael. So how is she going to rectify that? We understand how she rectifies what she did to Sarah by being loyal to the wife of Yishai. But how is she going to rectify bringing the Chamar into the world? By facilitating bringing David into the world. The Ani V'Roichiv Al-Chamar. Because the Ani V'reichav Al-Chamar is going to help us overcome the Shvulachem Payim Al-Chamar. So by Hagar bringing the Chamar, bringing David into the world, by being loyal to Eshes Yishai and bringing David into the world, so she gets a certain tikkun for bringing the Para Adam into the world. Marvra Aboisai, I saw an amazing thing in the Sefer of the Shevet Musar, Karban Eliyahu. He says we have a mitzvah in the Torah, Pidyon Peter Chamar, that we redeem the Chamar with a Seh. He says the concept of redeeming the donkey with a sheep is it commemorates Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak, where Yishmael, the Am Adoyim Lechamar, was going to the Akedah, and the Seh is Klal Yisrael. They wanted Yitzchak to die. The Chamoyrim, Eliezer and Yishmael wanted Yitzchak to die. And Hashem saved Yitzchak by bringing a Seh b'mekaymai. So Tifte b'Seh. The Chamor wanted Yitzchak to die, and Hashem redeemed us with the sheep. But maybe according to what we're saying, is that through the Akedah, the Ribbon Shem rejected the Chamor for all time, and all the Kedusha devolved on the Seh. What is Yishmael's connection to the Har HaBayis? Nothing. What is his perception of Kedusha? Am HaDoim El Chamar. Why did Yishmael have to be present at the Akedah? Because until then, Avraham rejected him because his wife told him to. But he didn't believe it. It wasn't something that came from his own volition. So Hashem says, let me demonstrate. You need to see this with your own eyes. I'm going to bring Yishmael back. You're going to think that maybe Yishmael should go to the Akedah, and you're going to see what Yitzchak sees at the Har HaBayis and what Yishmael sees at the Har HaBayis. Yishmael sees nothing. Yitzchak sees the Shechina. And therefore the reward for the Akedos, V'yirash, Zaracha, Ishar, Oivav, that Yitzchak will deserve Har HaBayis. And now we understand why it's so critical for them to change the narrative. Let's end with the following. The Gemara tells us at the end of Makos that the sages went up to Yerushalayim, and when they got to the Har HaBayis, they saw Shual and a fox, and they began to cry, and Rabbi Kiva was laughing. Why were the Chachamim crying when they saw a fox, and why was Rabbi Kiva laughing? Rav Binyamin Vitali in the Sefer Aloin Bachus, he brings that the word Shualim is the same letters as Yishmael. Just it's off by an Aleph. What the Chachamim saw on the Har HaBayis was when they saw the Yishmaelim on the Har HaBayis, they felt that's the peak, that's the pinnacle of Chorban. That Yishmaelim, Chamoyrim should be on the Har HaBayis? What a disgrace. What a devastation. How profane that is. They cried. But Rabbi Kiva laughed. Because Rabbi Kiva, A, he recognized that the Yishmaelim's connection and appreciation of Har HaBayis is a joke. It's empty. It's shallow. They have no recognition. They don't see the Shechina there. But moreover, and this is very important, the end of Parshas Chayei Sarah, the beginning of Toldos, the Baal HaTurim says, Chayei Sarah ends, Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal, the fall of Yishmael, and then Ve'ela Toldos Yitzchak, referring to the Tzemicha, the flourishing of Ben David. And the Baal HaTurim says that when Yishmael falls in the end of days, then David HaMelech will rise up. When the Am HaDoim El Chamor falls, the Oni V'Roichev Al Chamor will come. Rabbi Akiva recognized that the main dominion of Yishmael on the Har HaBayis will be in the end of days. But that will be short-lived. And shortly after will be the fall of the Am Adom El Chamar and the rise of the Ani V'Roichev Al Chamar. So Rabbi Kiva laughed, because Rabbi Kiva laughed what we call Vatitzchak Liyoyim Acharoin. You laugh when you have the last laugh. And when Rabbi Kiva sees the Yishmaelim on the Arabayas, he knows that very shortly we'll be seeing the Ani V'Roichev Al Chamar on the Arabayas. That when you see the Ama Adoim Al Chamar, soon we'll be seeing the Ani V'Roichev Al Chamar. I think it's very important to understand the central role of Akedas Yitzchak in the history and the destiny of the Jewish people. This is the narrative that demonstrates for all time who Eretz Yisrael belongs to, who the Har HaBayis belongs to, what role the Yishmaelim have there. Rav Miller would say, well, the Yishmaelim, they're just there to guard it, to make sure we don't go there, because we can't go there until Mashiach comes. So better than having Bnei Esav there, who would go maybe Beli Levush Tzanua, and they would bring icons there, which are actually Avodah Zarah. So the Yishmaelim go there. They're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They are dressed Tzanua, and they make sure we don't go there. But their connection there is Tzachoik. It's a Mitzachek. It's a joke. They don't see anything. And through the Akedah, we're Zoicha V'yirash Zaracha Eshar Oivav. Marv Rabbeisai, have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. Bracha v'atzlacha, and hope to see everybody soon. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.